You're listening to the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals. This podcast series is designed to empower doctors and allied healthcare professionals to truly understand the Protection of Personal Information Act, a groundbreaking piece of legislation that fundamentally changes the way in which healthcare businesses deal with patient information. Each episode of this podcast series answers a burning question around reaching Poppy Act compliance.
Hi. I'm Larry Borowitz, the Deputy Information Officer of Discovery Health and host of the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals series. Discovery Health has created this podcast series to support healthcare practitioners to ensure they are ready for the Poppy Act when it will be fully enforceable on the 1st of July, 2021. In order to process information lawfully, PAPIA requires responsible parties to fulfill 8 conditions. I'm now going to take you through the 8 conditions required for lawful processing of information. The first condition is called accountability, and there are 2 main elements relating to accountability. The first is the appointment of an information officer. By default, the head of a practice or any public or private body is the information officer. The information officer can appoint one or many deputy information officers to act on his or her behalf. An information officer has many responsibilities relating to PAPIA, but the main thing to consider is that this person has been appointed by default by the Act to protect the information of the data subjects who engage with that particular body. And information officers can appoint the DIOs or deputy information officers to act on a day-to-day basis on their behalf. The other element of accountability is that, in our case, practices would need to engage with third parties formally to protect information that is shared with them, and that third parties in the role of operators would understand what their obligations are in terms of protecting the information of practices in terms of the data shared with them by data subjects. The second condition relates to what we call processing limitation. The concept of minimality is crucial in terms of understanding this. So the concept of minimality is such that it determines that only the minimum amount of information that is required when a data subject engages with a responsible party should be collected. So if we use a medical practice, for example, when a patient signs up to a practice as a patient, it is not important for a doctor to know their income in order to treat them. So if a doctor is asking for income, that would go against the principle of minimality. However, in terms of other information relating to the patient, like, for example, a billing address, that would be important because it's required in terms of the patient and the practice engaging successfully. Processing limitation also requires that a data subject gives consent and that information is collected directly from a data subject. The third condition is called purpose specification. And what this is all about is ensuring that when information is collected, it must be specific and the data subject needs to understand why that information is being collected in terms of the relationship which is being entered into between the data subject and the responsible party. The fourth condition is called further processing. And the idea behind further processing is that information which is collected can only be used for the purpose for which it is initially collected. And if the responsible party wants to process that information further, it then needs to get permission from the data subject to do so. The fifth condition relates to information quality. And this is where a responsible party must take reasonably practical steps to ensure that all information which it is responsible for is complete, accurate, not misleading, and up to date. The sixth condition is around openness. And this is to ensure that according to the Promotion of Access to Information Act or PAIA, a responsible party can open up its records to a data subject when such a request is made. The responsible party is also required to inform the data subject why they are collecting information and the consequences of not providing information. So in the case of a doctor and a patient, it's important for the patient to understand that if they don't disclose certain information to the doctor, they cannot expect the doctor to treat them to the best of the doctor's ability. The seventh condition relates to security safeguards, and this is ensuring that the integrity and confidentiality of person information is maintained by the responsible party. Examples of security safeguards would be one's computer systems and one's physical records and how one protects those. The eighth condition is data subject participation. And this is where a data subject with adequate proof of identity can request a responsible party to confirm what information they have of the data subject on record, and they can request that the information is corrected or deleted. If these eight conditions are fulfilled, then a responsible party should be conducting lawful processing of information which they're responsible for.
You've been listening to the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals. Be sure to look out for the other episodes in this podcast series.